So good afternoon.
Ooh, yay.
So my name is Melinda Douglas, and I'm the Senior Chronic Disease Epidemiologist in the Office of the State Epidemiologist in the Oklahoma State Department of Health. Now I'll be presenting then a quality improvement project to increase the availability and the use of data for program planning. Just as a little bit of background, the Oklahoma State Department of Health was one of the first health departments to be accredited by the Public Health Accreditation Board, or FAB. Now, it's a centralized hybrid state. Each of the affiliated county health departments must also go through their own accreditation, and they're at various stages of this process. Three key documents are then needed in order to start accreditation process, and that's a community health assessment, a health improvement plan, and a department strategic plan, which identifies key public health priorities. One of the key public health priorities identified by the state health department was preventable hospitalizations, or inpatient hospital stays that may have been avoided had better care been available in the community. Now, as shown by this graph from American Health Rankings data, the gap between Oklahoma's experience and the nation's experience with preventable hospitalization has been sustained over time. Now, the data by condition level or community level or county level is very sparse. So preventable hospitalizations were basically an unknown for state and county staff. So an opportunity existed to improve the access and use of preventable hospitalizations data to not only identify needs, but also appropriate interventions at the state and county levels. The methods that we used for this project were a PDCA cycle. So plan, which is identifying the opportunity for improvement, assembling a team, examining the current approach, identifying potential solutions, and then developing an improvement theory. The next step is that you test your theory and then check by studying the results of that action. And then standardize the improvement and establish future plans during that act step. So the team was assembled from an existing strategic targeted action team, or a STAT team, that was already set up to address the access to healthcare portion of our department's strategic plan. So those members selected for the QI team were the COO, the Deputy Commissioner of Prevention and Preparedness Services, the Directors of Health Planning and Grants, and the Director of the Chronic Disease Service, and then the Office of the State Epidemiologist. So the team examined the current approach using a fishbone diagram, which lists the causes and effects that lead to your problem. Now this diagram has been modified. It shows the causes and effect on top, but also counter effects and solutions on the bottom leading to our solution. So we found that staff were really struggling to become aware of data that was available for preventable hospitalizations. They had a county rate and a state rate, but they didn't know what conditions were included or what exactly was happening. Then when they went to find that data, they had to really dig for it. And when they got there, they didn't know if that was the right data. Was it ambulatory care sensitive conditions, readmissions, preventable hospitalizations among Medicare recipients, or preventable hospitalizations in general? So they really didn't have the time and effort available to go looking and hunting. So as our solutions, we looked at the location of where the data could be placed. We had an existing state agency web-based query system called OK to Share. It houses our vital statistics, BRFIS, YRBS, cancer registry, hospital discharge data, as well as injury surveillance data. And so we thought that would be the perfect place to put more information on the preventable hospitalizations. Then we narrowed the topic to just those that were chronic disease related. And then this was based upon our agency's current issues and core measures. And this also helped to focus that effort. Then the solution was then to look at a WIB query database, which reports on preventable hospitalizations using your state's inpatient hospital discharge data. And now this web query is sponsored by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and it uses their quality indicator software. So these measures are at the county level and by condition, but it also helps determine rates per county of what percent of those hospitalizations were avoidable, and then the cost savings that could have been achieved by reducing preventable hospitalizations. So our improvement theory is that if we developed and promoted a system that makes preventable hospitalizations data widely and easily accessible, then we expected reliable and comparable data would be used at the state and local level for decision making. So to test our theory, we set an original aim statement to increase the number of web query hits or even page hits, but we were not able to get this data. So the team set an aim statement to increase the number of system components established to support data-driven decision-making for preventable hospitalizations from 0 to 3. Now those three components were: one, to implement Monarch on our publicly accessible website, to develop a user's guide that would walk users through Monarch's preventable hospitalizations, like what do you click, when do you click it, what will you get, and then they also provide the outcome or the output for the chronic disease related prevention quality indicators in both data tables and maps, and then promote that guide through our strategic action team programs and technical assistance providers to the communities. So our team checked the results by the completeness of those proposed components. And the components Monarch did get up, it was placed on our publicly available website, the guide was produced and even designed to decrease that time involved for the staff and doing their health assessment and health improvement, and that guide was distributed. So this figure is from that user's guide that shows that there are four main sections of the Monarch website, our web query system. And the team was satisfied with the improvement because the web query system was publicly available. The guide was published, and then we also had a second printing within a few weeks. And then the team also received positive feedback from the defined audience on the utility of the guide and on use of hospitalization data. So the healthcare information system, which looks at okay to share and takes care of that website as well as inpatient hospitalization or discharge data, they were put as responsible for maintaining and upgrading both the inpatient hospital discharge data as well as the Monarch website. The Office of the State Epidemiologist was then made responsible for the web user guide development and then the revisions, as well as then the Chronic Disease Services was then made responsible for the distribution. Now, since the QI project was actually completed 7 months ahead of schedule, we expanded the support projects to overcome additional barriers to using reliable and standardized data in planning and grant writing. So we developed a companion guide, one on evidence-based strategies and preventive services to support evidence-based public health programming. And then we developed a third guide to expand the chronic disease data available for state and local planning and to support the use of data by identifying opportunities for systems and policy changes. So this is the first time we brought all together risk factors and chronic disease data with maps and tables and bullets all in one place. And we also included data on medically underserved populations as well. So we called it, was branded then the Toolkit Trilogy. And the three guides then provided reader or user-friendly information that went all the way from projected cost savings for chronic disease hospitalizations, what could have been avoided had better or improved clinical and community services, to then what were those evidence-based strategies to and clinical guidelines that would improve services, and then to additional targeting really related data for chronic disease and risk factors, all for the to be able to identify not only community needs but also target resources. So here's the screenshot of the Monarch database. You can see that it's on OK to share, and it continues to be updated with hospitalization data and revisions of the Monarch software. So the first edition of Monarch and the User's Guide came out in November of 2012 and then was recently updated in January of 2015. So there was some lag time when Monarch switched its system. The Evidence-Based Strategies and Preventive Services Guide came out in April of 2013. Now, each section of that guide starts out with a short overview of selected chronic diseases and gives individual risk factors as well as population-based risk factors for associated with complications and hospitalizations. Then is a short paragraph on what communities can do on how to create supportive environments as well as to build healthy public policy. Evidence-based strategies and preventive services for the chronic disease or its risk factors are presented, and then sidebars contain links to guides and other resources that were already available to help with translating those recommendations from the community guide and the clinical preventive services into practice. And then the links were there for the current clinical practice guidelines and other reference material. Closing out each section was a success story that illustrated how evidence-based strategies were implemented in Oklahoma. It gave the results, their evaluation, as well as the contact person and resources. Our chronic disease data book was actually published in June of 2013, and this is the third guide in the trilogy and was actually organized using an access to healthcare framework that included data on barriers to healthcare, use of preventive services, mediators to health outcomes, as well as health outcomes. So epidemiologists and analysts from maternal and child health, healthcare information, Office of Rural Health, Center for the Advancement of Wellness, Chronic Disease Service, and the Office of the State Epidemiologist came together to reach a consensus on what could be done, and in some cases what should be done, to standardize and then have special considerations based upon certain types of data. So with the focus on preventable chronic diseases, specific data were included in the chronic disease data book, and that data came from many sources, including, of course, the census, the behavioral risk factor surveillance system, youth risk behavior survey, cancer registry, and vital records. And our diseases and conditions included high blood pressure, cholesterol, asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, select cancers, heart disease, diabetes, and stroke. So the Toolkit Trilogy was developed for county health departments in order to do their community health assessments. However, the materials gained actually a broader audience, including the Healthcare Authority, which is Oklahoma's Medicaid agency, and they used it for strategic planning. We also have the State Health Department's Chronic Disease Service use the materials for not only grant application, but really deciding where project areas should be. And then we had a broader audience that included the multiple state agencies who are participating in our current state health improvement plan. And for one example of this is that the Monarch preventable hospitalizations data and the evidence-based strategies were used to select quality improvement projects that were joint projects between the state health department and the Medicaid agency, the healthcare authority, on chronic diabetes and cardiovascular disease. We also have the Toolkit Trilogy being used to guide the writing of Oklahoma State Innovation Model, or SIM, grant. So OSIN's goal is to strengthen population health, transform health care delivery system, and reduce growth in health care expenditures. So OSIN will develop then the health systems innovation plan to integrate evidence-based population health and clinical interventions with healthcare delivery system innovation and design. So one of the OSIM work groups is on efficiency and effectiveness, and they are using the Toolkit Trilogy, especially the Monarch's preventable hospitalizations, looking at those costs and those potential reductions, and doing a population needs assessment. So our lessons learned include a lesson that was already told to us decades ago by the Rolling Stones: you can't always get what you want, and that we could not get tracking of the web access or the query, so we had to choose another measure for our aim statement. And there's also ongoing effort that's needed to keep the information up to date. It seems like the convenience of having it ready on the shelf to pull whenever a phone call comes or a colleague stops by overweighs that it may not be the most current data. And there's also a high demand for paper copies. While we intended to only print 50 copies, we ended up printing 300 copies because of the group dynamic for planning, gathering around the table, pulling it out, everyone looking at it together. So there was a higher demand, and we would know if there was a query demand if we had that data, huh? So, and then there's also personal contact seems to increase that uptake, where one user would then go to another group of users and give kind of like a testimonial on how, in recommending it to other people, and that also generated demand. So this quality improvement project resulted in the dissemination of uses and use of data and evidence-based strategies in the assessment and planning for health improvement. Now the Toolkit Trilogy then brought together data and evidence-based preventive strategies to support decision-making to improve chronic disease outcomes. Now community partners, county coalitions, and state agencies have all come together to discuss the meaning of that data and the use of evidence-based strategies that could make a difference in population health. Now, as we're making progress through preventable hospitalizations, since there is a data lag, we do expect that gap to continue to close. So I'd like to acknowledge the strategic targeted action team for their work and continuing the work to increase efficiency and effectiveness in healthcare. The healthcare information area for maintaining and updating the inpatient hospitalization data and the Monarch web query system. And then the chronic disease service for making the Toolkit Trilogy and its updates available for others. I'd like to thank you for your kind attention. My contact information is on the screen, and as well as I do have a few examples of kind of a little business card that we handed out to increase the use of the website for the Toolkit Trilogy. And I guess we do have a few minutes for questions.
Melinda, thanks for a great presentation. I'm struck here. Now the driver was state health department accreditation, and then a subsidiary driver was local health department accreditation. And then the critical thing, you must have a pretty good, mature, reliable hospital discharge database that was available and ready to be plugged into the Monarch tool that was developed at the federal level. And that really was, it cascaded down from there that you were able to focus on preventable hospitalizations and look at these categories and chronic disease issues and then what fit into those chronic diseases. So I thought it was a great presentation. I really enjoyed it. I think there were a lot of lessons. I had not heard of Monarch before. Does anybody else use Monarch? Tell us a little bit about Monarch.
So the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality has its own web query system that you can make your own actually website out of, that takes your inpatient hospital discharge data, runs it through an algorithm to come up with not only what's your, by county, by condition, the number of hospitalizations that could have been prevented given better care in the community, as well as a rate, adjusted rate per 100,000, and then projected cost savings at like 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50% of reduction in hospitalizations, and then you can also do a custom. The output comes in a table form, as well as it has a, just click and you'll get a county level map.
I always look for things I learn and take home that I didn't know before. This is one. I've not heard of Monarch. It looks like a really interesting tool. And it looks like it's pretty mature. I, preparation for the moderation here, I went and looked at it. It looks like it's been up to about 1998. And it looks like a nice kind of a plug-and-play tool. If you have an existing hospital discharge data set, you essentially, you might say, plop it down into that piece of software, and
yes,
then you can start slicing and dicing your data with the tools in that software.
Makes it very easy, and it does with the Americans Health Ranking. The chronic diseases or the conditions that are set for their preventable hospitalizations do overlap with the PQIs, except there's not a age range, and they're just one or two conditions do differ, but the major ones are the same.
Questions from the floor? Microphone. Speak loudly if you don't use it.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for your talk. I just have a question about the Monarch tool. You said it's plug and play, so are colleagues now interested in knowing whether or not you have an integration that you need, or does the data have to be in a certain format? Because the hospitals also have to do something where you have to integrate, you have to have a platform for integration. So does it require any special platform to integrate with the system, or can you download it?
To my knowledge, you download the data, and then it generates its own website, and then you can customize the website for the interface.
Does Monarch actually rely on federally obtained and standardized national data sets for hospital discharge data? So you can just pick your state, and it's already got, say, Oklahoma's hospital discharge data in it?
You have to load your own data.
You have to load your own data. My guess is most of these you have to format it in maybe a prescribed Excel spreadsheet with certain columns, et cetera, you know, and then it can be consumed, I would think.
Yes, yes. Yes.
UI team was very impressive and very high level. Who convened it or who led it? Was it your COO or?
The COO did convene it, and it, because it aligned with the strategic targeted action team, they are each one of those stat teams is headed by someone from senior leadership, and so they're the champion. And so, yeah, so that was helpful, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's very impressive.
So I just wanted to make a comment, too, about it. And I think that this really illustrates one of the things that's happening with many health departments. I'm from Oregon, and so we're in the thick of health systems transformation as part of the Affordable Care Act and the Medicaid expansion. And this idea that epidemiologists, we're very comfortable analyzing data that get reported to us, whether it's survey data like BRFS or in Oregon we have cancer registry, certainly reportable disease. But this is an example of really these data are going to be very useful for the healthcare system as well. And what we're looking at are preventive services. And again, I think we can make a really good case if you can decrease some of those preventable hospitalizations, however you define them. That's a way to argue that we actually are value added, including the actual cost, and that some of that money could be reinvested in some of these tools. So I think that's terrific.
And it's really great that it's clinical and community services. So it's not just the healthcare system, but it's really that integration between clinic and community. Thank you.